enjoying IMUSA Theatre Festival now. You find us just finishing our morning program where heads of departments and lecturers were meeting from 9 to talk about next year's IMUSA and what direction it should take. And then after that, we watched a group from Minda High School. And these are our theatre students, teachers who are our theatre students here at Amakhosi, and are training to be theatre directors for their school group. And they we had invited them to come over to be able to expose their students at high school to possibilities of taking up theatre and at their university department. Yesterday, all the universities that were represented here spoke to Matopo High, and we are hoping that the students really got an insight of the departments of theatre and film at these universities and are now eager to enroll in their universities. Therefore, this morning we're talking to Minda students who just presented a play, and now we're waiting for the 4 p.m. Show where Lupane State University is presenting their piece together with Mutare Polytechnic. And then in the evening at 6:30, we are looking forward to Hillside Teachers College presenting together with the Wanke Performing Arts Group from Wanke, who are a professional theatre company. So yeah, it's very exciting. It has been an amazing relaunch of the IMUSA Festival, theatre festival that we last did 15 years ago. We are launching it with new mission and a new vision.
We understand some government officials have graced the occasion. Who has been to the occasion so far, and any input?
Right, the Deputy Minister of Information and Broadcasting Services, Media and Broadcasting Services, Mandiwandira. He had a marvelous speech for the relaunch, and there's a lot of direction when it comes to what they want to do and as government, and some of it really does match with our vision, although some of it does not. But we are focused to address challenges in our sector, in the creative industry, particularly the challenge of young people consuming foreign content and idealizing that more than their own local content and telling their own African stories. And so that for us is a big challenge, and we hope that the festival will be able to build that, to bridge that gap, to encourage our young people to consume local content and also produce high quality local stories.
You have complained that the government neglects the entertainment and arts industry. Is it different now that there's a new information minister?
No, it's not different. It's not different because as it is, the region is being treated secondary, you know, like let's assist them, let's also play them, let's create a music chat for those that come from Matabele land. It's important to open airwaves, it's important to create metro stations, to create community stations that can give equal attention to the work and the content and the culture coming out of the local region. As it is, nothing has changed. Yes, we've seen two new more radio stations being added, but it's the same. They're all headquartered in Harare, and therefore they're prioritizing content and everything from Harare. And if they're going out of Harare, they're doing it out of pity, not because it's an obligation that they should do that.
Did you raise this issue with the Deputy Minister?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we raised that, and we took him around on the tour of Amakhosi Cultural Center, and we told him that we have applied for a license, and this bus licenses us. We took him on a tour where we would like the radio station to be stationed, where we would like to broadcast from, and gave him the vision, what we call Amakhosi Vision 2025, which is the reason why he had to plant a tree for it. And now for us is to engage Buzz and engage the community to help put pressure that licensing doesn't fall away, and that we make sure that there is a metro channel in the region, and that our art can get 100% attention.